The Republic of Korea reiterates its strong commitment to the CCW as an integral part of international humanitarian law. The importance and relevance of the CCW has not reduced, but rather increased in terms of protecting civilians from indiscriminate attacks and combatants from excessive injuries. In this regard, we welcome all the efforts made toward the universalization of this important convention. The CCW has also proven useful in addressing emerging challenges in the application of IHL. In particular, the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems laws made a meaningful stride by adopting its consensus report this year, which includes the so-called possible guiding principles. We do hope to continue to have further discussions through a GGE format next year, so that we can identify effective and efficient ways to cope with the possible threats posed by laws in the future. Incorporating a gender perspective in the framework of the CCW is another area that my country hopes to see more vibrant discussions on. Disproportionate impact of armed conflicts on women and girls have persisted, and women have so far been underrepresented in the decision-making processes of the disarmament domain. In this regard, my delegation welcomes the inclusion of the paragraphs that instill a gender perspective in the resolution on CCW adopted by the first committee this month by consensus. Mr. President, my delegation concurs with other high contracting parties in their deep concern about the financial instability of the CCW. Each of the high contracting parties must fulfill not only its legal obligation, but also its financial duties under the CCW to promote the convention's full implementation. We support the efforts that you, Mr. President, have made to guide the high contracting parties to come up with a sustainable solution to this matter. Last but not least, my delegation is pleased to share with all high contracting parties a joint mine removal project based on agreement at the most recent Inter-Korea Summit. Through this project, North and South Korea have carried out in joint security areas and the demilitarized zone which lie between the two Koreas. Until now, the DPRK confirmed that they removed about 600 mines in the joint security area and around 4,000 mines in the demilitarized zone, while the Republic of Korea removed around 20 mines and about 300 unexploded ordnances in that area. Even though the Republic of Korea has not yet joined the Ottawa Anti-Personnel Mine Landmine Convention because of the security situation on the Korean Peninsula, we hope to continue making a significant progress in actual demining activities as we have in this project. Thank you, Mr. President.